What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Ready to go what? Where was I at when you took me out? Okay. All right. So everybody, welcome to the show. I think we had a little bit of a technical issue there. I'm not sure exactly what came through, so I'm going to start again. Welcome to the MG Show today, live on Rumble, Red State Talk Radio, and also Brighteon. Thank you so much for everybody being here. As you notice, I'm in the hot seat today. Jeff is not here. He spent the whole day on Sunday talking to everybody at the rally, just having a great time down there. We got to see him hanging out, like standing in the rain, ended up losing his voice. We weren't able to get in here yesterday to do a show. We all love him very much, want him to recover soon. Hopefully he will recover soon. But as you guys all know, that today is November 8th. It is a very, very important day in our country. It is a very important day for us to stand up, to get out, to go to vote. Each of you need to do your civic duty today, please, and go out and support and vote and participate in what I think is going to be the beginning of a very, very good election season going forward. We are going to take back these houses. We're going to take back control of a lot of the country tonight, everybody, and they're going to try to push it off. They're going to try to pretend like they can't get things counted. There's going to be some states that don't come through. I almost guarantee you that. But sending your prayers out there to Jeff that he gets better real quick. And I have a very special guest coming back in with me. Joe Ray Perkins is going to join me here for a little bit. We're going to get an update with her and speak with her about what's going on out here in Oregon and a bunch of other stuff. We got some new Q drops to go over. We got some updates from Catherine and Greg at True the Vote. They were released yesterday, and so great, happy to have them out and back in society. And so without any further ado, Yeti, let's roll back.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Welcome back to the MG Show. This is Shady Groove sitting in for Jeffrey. Due to some stuff going on with his voice that we can't help, but I'm telling you what, the guy was an amazing fighter. And it was really fun to see him. I was jealous to not be able to join him down there in Florida. I'll tell you that for sure, because I think that Trump was right. That was one of the best rallies ever seen. So thank you so much for your support. If you'd like to support something from MyPillow, 1-800-873-0478. And you can order some sheets or some blankets or maybe a Flynn dog bed like Jeff always talks about. It's really a fantastic opportunity for us. Mike Lindell supports us. We support Mike Lindell, and Patriots Helping Patriots is what we're doing here. So November 8th, everybody, you're on the cusp of taking back your country. You are out there. You are probably in your car right now, getting ready to get out of the car to go vote, or on your way to vote, or maybe you've already voted. I want to thank you for participating in your republic. I want to thank you for standing up and realizing that this is the moment that we're going to take our country back. We're going to get rid of CRT. We're going to get rid of crazy surgeries for minors. We're going to get rid of all of this nonsense that you've been seeing in your media. And it looks like that we also got a big announcement last night at the Trump rally that there's going to be a big announcement on November 15th, whenever down announced last night. So without any further ado, I have a very special guest that I wanted to bring on today. Since Jeff couldn't be here, I thought that maybe we would have a fallback plan and have Joe Ray come in for a few minutes, because today is her day to shine, and she is shining brightly in that beautiful yellow shirt that she got mad at me for not wearing mine today. Hey, Joe, come on in to the MG show. Jeff's not here today, but maybe me and you can get it done, and it won't be too bad.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much, Shady. I was trying to come up with an impersonation, but I was typing, so I couldn't.
How are you feeling today?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, how are you feeling today? Are you feeling pumped up? Are you ready to go? Are these Patriots doing the right thing in Oregon?
Well, I'm relaxed. I will be making some phone calls, some last minute get out the vote phone calls. I have here, now don't freak out, people, okay? Take a deep breath. Ballots. Mine, George's, two of our grandchildren. So I'll be personally hand delivering these today to the Linn County Elections Office. Not ballot harvesting.
We know. All right. We're gonna take it easy on you.
But two of our grandsons, this is their first time voting.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty monumental. That we've got two of many adult. I don't even. Let's see here. I think Jasmine. She'll be voting, and I don't know if the other three that are old enough to vote. I don't think they're going to. But I got three of them voting today, so that's good. So I'm pretty pumped up. I'm relaxed. We're preparing for an event tonight in Albany, and so anybody that's in Oregon, if you want to be at the event, send an email to me, JOJORAE, no, not JoJo, Joe Ray, at Perkins.vote, and I'll send you the info. But everybody has to be RSVP'd, or you probably will not get in the door. Because my goal is to not have somebody come and grab me and go, oh, can so-and-so come in? But we're looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to it too. I'm going to head up there after the show and hang out with you a little bit as we see the results roll in. I it's very interesting out here in Oregon because of the mail-in situation. People aren't motivated to be out and about necessarily on election day like in most other states. But I've definitely been paying attention to run up to the campaign, and I'm telling you, it is a different environment here in Oregon than it was 2 years ago. Whenever you were running against Merkley. It seems like Ron Wyden is pretty worried. I mean, they sent Joe Biden out here and they hit us out there, even having Elizabeth Warren on yesterday to encourage people to vote for the Kotek candidate instead of Drazen. So very interesting that you've gotten a decent amount of attack ads from Ron Wyden out here in Oregon this year.
I have. We even had Bernie out here to campaign for them.
Nice.
So I'm looking for the election results. It's like, why can't I see it on my screen? There it is. They made the site better. Anyway, they've been doing the other day I said, well, I'm blessed. No attack ads on me. I get home, attack ad. Okay, fine, whatever. I'm still blessed. But here's our grandson is one of our grandsons. He's almost nine. And he was walking back into the living room while a commercial was playing at the tail end that says, reject extremism, reject Joe Ray Perkins. And my son sent me a message. He goes, his Maverick's jaw drops to the ground, tears in his eyes, looks at the TV and goes, no one rejects my grandma.
right there.
So anyway, yeah, it's interesting. Political ads, a lot of times these professionals put together these ads and they don't even realize how it can affect the little kids.
That's true. That is very true. And it's traumatic as well. Like some of the stuff that, you know, that they're putting on these ads out here are just a bit over the top. And the one that I saw directed at you was absolutely ridiculous because they're attempting to smear everybody. They're always wanting to smear the person that it is that they're most intimidated about. And I think about you, Joe Ray, because you almost, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it just under 1 million votes that you got for Senate against Merkley 2 years ago? So I think that gave them the idea that, hey, you know, this isn't somebody to be playing around with. And, you know, again, you've been traveling around the state so much. And so one thing I'd like to ask you real quick would be, like, what would be your calibration of the temperature out there as far as, like, you're in rural areas, you're in more city areas. What's your take on the climate of the regular, ordinary voter over the last couple months?
So rural Oregon, they're conservative for the most part. The only area east of the Cascades, Bend Metro, unfortunately turned blue because a lot of Californians brought their politics with them. They escaped California and moved to Bend because it was affordable at the time. But there's a lot of Democrats that are sick and tired of what's going on. So they're voting, from what everything that we can tell, there's a lot of Democrats that are voting for Republicans. I've heard somebody that I know told me that everybody in her family has always been Democrats. And for the first time, they're all voting Republican down the line. So it's really interesting. They're tired of what's going on. The high inflation, the high crime, the high food prices, food shortages, you name it. We all know everything that's going on and they're tired of it. So we're very encouraged with what's going on. And then the red moon, the solar, the lunar eclipse at 3 o'clock our time this morning. Blood moon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was red. My husband's in background. Blood moon.
He's trying to correct you in real time. Well, that does add that does add to it, though. I mean, that does add to the moment that we're in. I think that America in general has had a nice, good, solid dose of truthful reality over the last 5 years. And what I mean by that is the media and everybody shoving all the lies right down their throat. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they've had enough of it and they understand what is and what isn't propaganda now. And they're looking for not only a change, but what I'm noticing is people are looking to be involved. I've seen so many people, not a lot here, not as much here in Oregon as I'd like to see, but friends and people around the country that have contacted me back about what's really going on out there, places like Michigan, even places like North Dakota and Louisiana and Oklahoma. All these places are activated, and all these different candidates that are now coming up, these America First candidates, that I think that the GOP is going to, in the end, try to side. I mean, they're stepping up. They didn't help you. They you know, maybe talk to the audience a little bit about, you know, how you were treated by the GOP. Did the GOP ever call you? Did they ever give you any leg up or any type of help on your campaign? Or any of this stuff from the national committee?
So the only help that, well, we got some help, not direct. The National Republican Senate Committee, the NRSC, sends out emails to people and text messages. And because of our fundraising, our donation platform is WinRed, as part of the RNC, we can opt in to have our name shared. And so through that, people from around the country would donate to me. It was somewhere between 3,500, I think, and 4,000. I haven't gone back and added it up lately, but it was less than 4,000. They might have included me on some phone calling. They did include me. The National Republican Congressional Committee included me on a survey that was being done in Oregon's 6th Congressional District for Mike Erickson. So they ran simultaneous polling here. And so the last poll they did, that was each of those polls was 1,000 people. And I was in the margin of error on the one. So indirectly, I did get some national help, but never heard from them. I met the vice chair of the RNC. Said never have heard from you guys. And oh, well, our field director, she'll get a hold of you. She was standing right there next to me. I gave her my info. And four or five weeks later, I sent him an email. I go, yep, still never heard a word from you guys. Crickets.
Wow.
Well, and even Lars Larson called him out on it.
Good. He should be calling them out on it, because why are we sitting here in Oregon with a candidate? I mean, obviously Kristen Drazen is pushing into their little bit of comfort zone here, thinking they're going to get the Kotek in there for governor. But it's interesting mm-hmm. that we have a personality like that that's gaining ground, and then the next step down from that would be a seat from the state, and that would include you. And the idea of getting you in D.C., you would think to the GOP would be very important. But I think that we understand a little bit about why they're not helping. Mitch McConnell has not been helping America First candidates. As a matter of fact, he's been demeaning them. He came on the other day and said that part of the reason there wasn't going to be a red wave was because of all the weak candidates that Trump had endorsed, which is absolutely insane whenever you stand back and look at the guy bringing 50,000 people to a rally 4 days in a row and standing out there in the rain and nobody left. I mean, when have you ever seen that? It comes down a pouring downpour and nobody steps away. They all stand out there and take it. That's what America, at its heart, I think that's the spirit of America, is what we saw at that rally where it rained on Sunday night.
I honestly didn't see it. I've been kind of busy. kind of focused on my election. But the funny thing is, I've never been endorsed by Donald Trump. So, gosh, Mitch McConnell, why in the world did you ignore Oregon? And I've said this before, why Oregon gets so ignored. And I'm very thankful for Christine Drazen and the race, the three-way race that she's been in. It's been interesting because it helped bring a national spotlight on what's going on here in Oregon. But for those people that have missed what I've said about Oregon in the past, just a real quick rundown, that Oregon was the state that first state to approve the doctor-assisted suicide abortion for any reason up to the moment of birth. First state to say, yes, you can put a third gender on your state-issued ID or your driver's license. The state that approved the red flag boyfriend bill, gun law, which Joe Biden signed into law on June 25th of this year. That's just a handful of what Oregon is known for, and the first state to start the all vote by mail. The first senator elected by all vote by mail is Ron Wyden, who is going to be retired after today. And Antifa was founded in 2007 in Portland, Oregon. They don't want the spotlight on Oregon. They want to keep Oregon under wraps so they can continue with the radicalism and the testing here so they can shove it out into the rest of the country.
And it really was. It was initially set up as a bit of a blueprint, an architecture for to move this mail-in voting out among the rest of the country. And it's really interesting because I moved here. It's been 7 years ago that I moved out to Oregon, and I came here from North Carolina, and it really is different. Like the environment is different. Like the mental awareness of people who are plugged into the political conversation out here are very I don't know what the word is, but they're not engaged in the way that people are back home in North Carolina. They're not seemingly wanting to plug in, because I think that there's a bit of complacency on there. Like they kind of don't think that their vote matters, and at the end to feel like participating is going to help them. And after watching 20 years of mail-in voting and everything kind of going to crap, I mean, I've talked to people that have been out here for 30 or 40 years, and they're like, it wasn't like this in Oregon prior to 2000, circa 2005.
Yeah, it's really gone downhill. You probably saw on True Social the comment from the person who was visiting North Carolina, and he lives here in Oregon. He drew such a stark contrast between the two. Clean streets, no homelessness. You know, people are living their lives, totally different environment than we see so much here. And it really is sad, but Oregon, the other thing I didn't mention is Oregon 2 years ago approved personal possession of any drugs that you want with no limit of whatever personal possession is. So it's really sad. And the list goes on. There's so much more that keeps popping in my head. I want to drone on it. So people are sick and tired of what's going on. And that's really the bottom line. And sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to wake up. Mm-hmm. And drug addicts, alcoholics, they gamblers, they have to go through this stuff. They've got to hit rock bottom sometimes before they go, wow, the direction I'm going in is not working. So I'm hoping that people are going to see that here in Oregon. I just pulled up the voting ballot turnout, and so far 36% mm-hmm. as of yesterday have turned in their ballots. So
36?
36% have turned in their ballots. Somebody did an interesting post, and I was going to send this off to Seth Keschel, older lady over in Central Oregon, and she said, take a look at the county and the return numbers. I'm not seeing what she's seeing, but I didn't have time to slow down long enough to look at it. But she's seen some sort of a pattern in there, so it's really interesting. But this is what's really encouraging on this. I'm going to blow it up so I can read it because it's really tiny. Maybe. There we go. So there's 1,020,000 Democrats in Oregon, registered Democrats. There are 736,000 registered Republicans. Well, that doesn't work if I put the decimal in the wrong place. So
well, that's
300,000 difference. But there's over 1 million unaffiliated voters. So we have Independent, Libertarian, Constitution, Working Families, Pacific Green Party, Progressive Party, and I don't know if I missed one in there. I may have. Libertarian Party. And we have unaffiliated, non-affiliated voters. The non-affiliated voters is the largest voting bloc in Oregon. 1,037,805 are registered as unaffiliated or non-affiliated voters. So 20% of them have voted. Well, yeah, 20%, 19.9% have voted. 48.3% of Republicans. If half of the unaffiliated voters break for Republicans, we win. I can't hear you.
You don't hear me?
Now I hear you.
Okay. I was like, what? So half of them, if half of them break for the Republicans, that overtops it. And getting back to what you were saying just a minute ago about the drug use here in Oregon, and a lot of people in the rest of the country aren't aware of what's happening here. Like that, if you've not been to Portland, if you've not been out to Oregon or Eugene or a couple of these other cities, you don't recognize or you wouldn't recognize the city, and you're not aware probably of what's going on. But the state of Oregon is paying people to be homeless. And this is a big, big problem that we've got to address here. And I know that Joe Ray has an understanding of what's going on, but a lot of people don't. The state of Oregon will pay you. If you come out here, you can just claim that you're living in Oregon and that you are homeless, and they'll send you a check every month. And so a lot of the people say, oh, we've got all this homeless problem and all these people, they're displaced. But in all reality, it is a lot of people from the other parts of the country that have come here to take advantage of something that really should not exist. And I understand social programs, and I understand helping give a person a leg up and people being down and needing a leg up. But I'm not here to hand. I don't think that we should be handing things out to people infinitely or telling them that, you know, their drug problems aren't an issue. If you're going to receive some sort of assistance from the state, then you should be trying to help yourself, not just driving yourself further into the ground. And that is a big, big thing that's going on in Washington, in Oregon, and in California that is attracting a lot of these people. I mean, it's very interesting that California is running off all of the tax-paying, law-abiding citizens, and at the same time, they're luring in all the drug addicts and criminals from around the country that other places are letting out of prison.
Yeah, and we're doing the same thing here. There's so many people that have left Oregon. And it's frustrating to see that, and I've said somewhat tongue in cheek, but probably not really. So Oregon is the fourth or fifth most expensive state in the country to live in. It's outrageous how much it is, and they complain about lack of affordable housing. Well, they keep this these programs up and this idea of what they want to have going on. More and more people are going to leave. And people will get to the point if we don't change it around today, people will. There's a lot of people I know. They will put their houses on the market and walk, and we will see a massive decline in the value of real estate, and it'll become affordable. The problem is nobody will be able to afford to buy anything, and that is scary because then we have companies like BlackRock that will come in and buy it up and walk right into the World Economic Forum's plan.
Well, we also have an issue with government slush fund corruption and what they're doing. You know, they're taking all these millions of dollars, and I think that they've taken quite a bit from Washington over the whole COVID thing for, quote, infrastructure. I don't know about you up there, but I'm not seeing any infrastructure being built down here. I'm not seeing any improvements. If anything, I'm seeing a deterioration occurring of a lot of the roads and bridges in the state of Oregon that could easily use some work, but it appears to me that the money that comes from Washington, or the money that comes into the coffers of the government in the state of Oregon, goes right into people's pockets. I mean, I don't understand. You know, I mean, I was a carpenter for 20 years. I built houses. I kept budgets. I understood how to gather materials and put the materials together and what it took to do a job. And out here, it is a completely different animal.
There is some. But what does infrastructure have to do with COVID?
It doesn't have anything to do with COVID, but that's what they said they were going to do it.
So this is one of the huge issues and part of the reason that this country's so deep in debt, is they attach all of this spending on these bills that are unrelated. So fixing our roads is unrelated to COVID, unless fixing the roads kills COVID. So I'm not sure. I mean, if they can show a relation there, but because of acts like the Davis-Bacon Act, that everything must be paid at a prevailing wage, whether it's union or non-union. And I don't know what the cost is now, but probably 20 years by now. I hate to exaggerate. Somewhere between 10 and 20 years ago, it cost $1 million a mile to do an overlay on the roads. Give me a break. There's no reason for that kind of money to be spent on the roads. The other thing is all this money that is given from the federal level to the states, there's no auditing, there's no accountability, there's no oversight. It's here's the money, and then they ask for more money. I just talked to a voter the other day on mental health issues, and she's very concerned that she has a mental health practice to help people. And so she was sharing with me some of the issues, and we were talking about the grant money. I said, that's the problem. I go, is they get grant money. We don't know where the money goes. Nobody can show any results from it. And so I don't know if she's a listener to the show or not, but if she is, after I win, I'm hoping to get back into contact with her, and I'm sure she'll reach out to me, because that's the kind of person that I want to have on an advisory committee, and I'm not all about committees and meetings and meetings and meetings. I'm about doing. We see the problem. You've got the solution. Fix it. Not we need to meet this to death. And that's what happens in government. People have all these committees. They have to sit around and pontificate for months on end, bring in experts. They've already got experts at the state level on staff for all these things. Then they have to hire consultants. Why are you hiring a consultant? You've already got the people on staff. Spend more money. It is so out of control. It is insane.
It is. And it's not just the state of Oregon. It's exactly what we're seeing them do with all the money that goes to foreign countries.
Yes, it is. I have gotten emails from a lot of Ukrainians. They're all the same. I only answered a couple of them. It's a tough situation for the innocent Ukrainian people, but Ukraine is very important to them. I understand it's their homeland. But I'm looking at the crisis we have on our own soil here of the homeless, our veterans, the fentanyl, the drug overdoses, the open borders, the trafficking, and you know all the woes that we're facing. Why are we sending billions of dollars to a foreign corrupt government? We need to fix our own corrupt government.
Well, don't you think it's funny now looking back at what they're willing to do with sending to Ukraine? Do you remember the hell they gave Donald Trump for trying to get $5 billion to build the wall at the southern border? I mean, he was only asking for $5 billion, and they fought him tooth and nail for the whole time to the point where he had to work the money in a different way to get it started.
Right. And then here comes Mitch McConnell. Saying, you know, and after Biden asked for so much money, he goes, oh, well, let's give them another $4 billion. Well, wait a minute. We couldn't afford to secure our own border, but you want to send more money to Ukraine to secure their border? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We have a crisis here, but is this by design? One would wonder. It's an invasion into our country, and somebody is in control of that invasion coming across the border when we have millions and millions of people. Christy Hutcherson, who started Women Fighting for America, she says that the numbers of people that is reported coming across and in reality what is coming across is way different. They're saying that somewhere, I'm doing this off the top of my head, 10 million maybe since Biden's been there.
Isn't that crazy? Think about that.
So, and they're telling us too.
Yeah.
So, well. Yeah, it's really bad. She goes down to the border without, and she has her own camera crew, but they don't go down there doing photo ops. Hey, so-and-so is going to be on the border. And then, you know, oh, there's nobody here. What are they talking about? A problem? No, she goes down and shows the reality of what's going on. No news crews, just her own camera team and security that she has to have. But, and shows the reality of what's going on. So, and if people want to know, I'm going to give a shout out to her website is WFFA.org, Women Fighting for America. And she does all this on her own, calling out what's going on and the human trafficking. It's pretty dire. So,
It's hard to understand the gravity. Like, think about what you just said there. You know, you're talking about roughly 10 million people, guys, and the cartel will get between $5,000 and $15,000 per person that they can get across that border, and then the cartel has a tag on that person. So if that person goes out and gets a job or is somehow able to make a way for themselves, then they're going to be feeding back into the system in the long run. I mean, we're talking like a couple $100 billion every couple months. It is ridiculous how fast they are accruing by literally doing what? They're trafficking human beings in broad daylight. The news is covering it. They're watching people walk across the border and these, unfortunately, you know, I don't understand why Abbott's not doing something about it in Texas. I think that he could be doing more. I have a feeling that Carrie Lake is going to win in Arizona and change the dynamic and take back the control of a state and show, because effectively what they're doing is they're making every state a border state. I mean, that is what they are doing. Right. And it's, you know, the people, and look, I'm for immigration. I'm for people who want to come to America. I know I love country. I love being here, and I'll fight for it every day, and I want people to come join me, but I want them to do it the right way. And what is going on right now by letting these people come across the border with the cartels control them? Then, you know, you talk about an infiltration. What's more of an infiltration than a bunch of people crossing a border that have a commander? I mean, the cartel's effectively acting as a commander if they're in control of you after you're here.
Right, right. And Oregon is a sanctuary state. We have been since 1987. And a couple years ago, there was a House bill that was passed that even made it even tougher for ICE to arrest illegal immigrants that are here as a known criminal.
Yeah.
You know, it's the government has failed the people.
Huh? Isn't it funny how they won't deport any of the people from there, but they're already working on deportation papers on the guy that broke into Nancy Pelosi's house. And she's coming out in the media saying, oh, I didn't even talk to Paul about that. Oh, it's fine. Yes, of course that they were virtues that they were screaming, where's Nancy, like on January 6th. I think that's very, very telling to another layer of people who are looking at this and like, wait a minute. You know, the math is bad here. I don't care how bad I am at math, but it's not what they say it is anymore.
Yeah, they throw so much mud at this stuff, you don't even know what is real anymore. It's like, Nancy, sit down, shut up, go away. It's time for you to retire and maybe be investigated. But again, I'm very confident with what is going on. It's out of control everywhere. The spending's out of control. I'm looking at the Oinker Awards. Here's one, the Singing a Sour Note Taxpayer Award. This is to Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican from Missouri, got $1 million for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Where is that? The job of the federal government. The Walker Award, another Republican, $350 million for project to restore South Florida's ecosystem. Well, maybe that should be good. I don't know. But people can go and look this on at cagw.org. I just put in the Federal Waste Awards, and it comes up. I mean, there's money that is spent to research the mating habits of things in other countries.
And at the end of the day, look at what we're doing. I mean, at the end of the day, look at what we're doing, and look at how our lives have changed the last 20 years since it's been sending all of this. I mean, you know, we go back before the Iraq War, and all the money that was sent over there, all the money that's been sent to Afghanistan, and at the end of the day, the Congress is supposed to control the purse. And we have allowed Congress to run amok in a very, very bad way. And each one of these people that get elected today that we put up there, I think each America First candidate is going to be a voice to help amplify that message, which is we don't need to be sending all of this stuff over to foreign countries. We don't need to be fighting foreign wars. We need to be taking care of the people here. And our show and what we do here and what we've been doing for the last 4 years is really the foundation is America. How are we going to move forward if the corruption is constantly overwhelming the system? We have to have some type of transparency. And Joe Ray right here will fight for you guys and fight for transparency in Congress, and also probably tell us some things that are going on up there that those people don't want the regular people to know about, which is, I think, a bit of why they might be afraid of you, Joe Ray. I keep telling people, if you're impressed with Marjorie Taylor Greene in the House, you're going to be ecstatic with Joe Ray Perkins as a senator.
Thank you, Shady. It's you're right. They want a puppet. They would rather keep Ron Wyden, who is controlled, mm-hmm. than to have a patriot who's a faith-based, solid Christian who tells it like it is. But I'm also understanding. So I'm not heartless by any stretch of the imagination. But what we need to do as citizens, and it's been talked about on this show for quite a while, be involved. And I know it's hard. I get it. I've got the kids in school or homeschooling them, and then sports and music lessons and working, and you know, you're trying to live life. And I really believe in America, we really should have enough confidence in the people that we hire through our election system. They work for you. We should have enough confidence in them that they're going to do their job without us having to hover over them constantly and hold their feet to the fire. Unfortunately, that's where we are right now. We need to be on top of them and letting them know we are keeping an eye on you. We are going to question your decisions. We're going to watch or show up to the school board meetings. We're going to keep bringing up this horrible stuff that is being taught to the children. We're going to keep calling out this, the stuff that you went over on the Q Lounge Sunday mm-hmm. night. You went over. I only listened to a few minutes of it, but what it was really hard hitting stuff that people need to be paying attention. Get involved at your local county level. Get on city councils. Get on city commissions, county commissions, budget committees, school board committees. There's so much that we can do. And if everybody does one thing, just says, okay, I have a passion in this area, it will take you maybe 10 hours a month to do that. And you can hold their feet to the fire. And that is one of the best ways that we're going to be able to start to turn this around when they realize that you guys work for us. Just like I will be working for the people here in Oregon. That's why people have my cell phone numbers, why they have my Google Voice number. They can get a hold of me because they're going to be my employer, and that makes me their employee, and they should be able to reach me when they need to. Doesn't mean I'm going to grab the phone every time it rings, but I sure do my best of getting back to people as fast as I can also. That's the kind of public servant that we need, and that's what this is. It's not about power, but these guys are all about power. Ron Wyden is the chair of the Finance Committee. Think about that. Nothing goes forward on spending unless he says okay.
Yep.
And the Senate has to agree with the House. The House has to agree with the Senate. So they have to agree. He also sits on the Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm. He does.
There's a lot of power. The problem is we're not electing people for power. We're electing people to protect our country and to put our best interests first, not theirs, not their global agenda, not telling moms and dads because you don't want your children being taught comprehensive sex education and that the girls are really boys and they can be mutilated and be called a domestic terrorist by the resident of the United States and asking the FBI to go in and check on them. That's not America. That's communism.
Yep.
At the least.
No, it is. Number one, I want to say real quick, thanks. I think we're going to be leaving Brighteon here in a couple minutes. I want to thank our Brighteon audience for joining us here. A little conversation this morning, going solo with Joe Ray Perkins. Thanks to all of the Patriots out there for to the conversation today. And I think that what I picked up on what you were saying there, Joe Ray, essentially is the idea that today it's not over. November 8th, it's not the last day. We have still got a 2-year run here to go. We still need to get up and get involved and get plugged in and participate. And it's not over today. It is the beginning today. We are going to take a big chunk out of the globalist deep state today. Got a couple more years in front of us, and we want to encourage all of you to really start to find your voice. I think what you were saying there is go find your voice within the movement. Don't try to push in on somebody. Don't be looking for power or all this stuff. Just try to find your voice in the movement. Try to find your voice in the in your community. And once you start to speak, people that hear you will begin to amplify you as well.
Yeah, that's it exactly. And you don't have to do everything. Pick one area that you're passionate about, that you're concerned about. And if everybody would pick one area and spend a few hours a month, we can make such a huge, huge difference. And, as it's been said, local action, national impact, and it will make a huge difference. and you know, this the country where people leave everything they know, and I've said this in the past, everything they know, come here for the American dream, to find out that it's become the American nightmare, is really, it's really a sad statement to make. As somebody, I love this country, can't imagine living anywhere else. But I can't imagine selling everything, packing up, and moving to where I virtually know nobody, not, you know, maybe even hard to know the language, because I want a better life, and find out that, wow. So, but I think we're getting on the right track. Today is going to be monumental. Tonight at my election night celebration, at about 8:05, we're going to quote unquote go dark. I do not want to see any of the Oregon results until between 8:15 and 8:30. We're going to have music, food, raffle drawings, visiting with each other. We've got around 100 people coming to the party tonight. And we're going to celebrate. A lot of people have these watch parties. Honey, we're not watching. We're celebrating. We're not spectating. You know, this is not a spectator sport. You watch football. You watch baseball, unless you're a player. I'm a player out there in the political arena. And we're going to celebrate all the successes, victories that we will have watched coming across the country. And we're going to make sure that we have some prayer. I'm going to have, I don't know who yet, I'll have somebody kick it off with a prayer tonight at 7:00, just praying for our state and praying for our nation. And I'm so, so energized. After I become the senator-elect, this is what we need in Oregon. We need it to be very clear tonight who won. We have the postmark ballots that will show up to 7 days later. In 2 days, I will get a knock at my door from FedEx, not the FBI, from FedEx, with an envelope and with instructions for us to be in DC next week. So we need to have this. I have to hire my my COO, my chief of staff, and get that person. And I've got names floating around in my head, but it has to be someone that can just drop what they're doing and go to DC next week. So it can't just be anybody, and they've got to have certain skill set that I'm looking for. So the Lord's already highlighted a couple people for me to contact. So that's kind of where we're at. But tonight is a night of celebration, celebrating the wins across the country. We will know Arizona's, hopefully we'll know their results. But again, I'm believing that it's not going to be questioned, but that it's going to be, yeah, there's no question here. Even with the number of outstanding ballots that might still be coming in, it's a pretty done deal. And with this win, though, again, we can't let up. What we can't do is listen to the opposition say, look, see, there's no problem. Everything was legitimate on the up and up. And then we go, oh, okay, guess it was. No problem in 2020. And then we go back to sleep and live our lives so that in 2024, they swoop the presidential seat away. And that's my biggest concern, is that people will go, oh, red wave. We don't have to worry about anything, and forget everything that we've just been through.
Well, Joe Ray Perkins, I think that is an amazing message. I thank you very much for coming over here, joining me this first hour today. I really am so excited to see you here in a few hours tonight. I think it's going to be a great night, not just for the state of Oregon, but for the country of America, the country that we all know and love, needs our help, needs us to come to her aid, to stand up for her, because I think that too many people have taken their freedom for granted for a very long time. I think that you are a light in the darkness headed to Washington, D.C. We're going to so be rooting for you once you get there. And as a matter of fact, after today, maybe we'll get you back over here to get a little update about how good it was that you kicked their butt today. Because I tell you what, whenever it's all said and done, guys, the Patriots in America will win. So thank you very much, Ray, for coming and joining me today.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody that's out there. And again, if you're in Oregon, you want to come to the party, send me an email, Joe Ray, J-O-R-A-E, @Perkins.vote. And if I just saw this, somebody got a hurricane warning. So get your ballots in. Go get your voting.
That's right. No matter rain, snow, or sleet, the vote is going to happen. Thank you guys very much. And I'm going to we're going to head out right now for our 5 minute break.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it bad? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming, what the hell at my TV for telling me? Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burn. Another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed? Making my way through the land of the lost, who sees it as it is and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more screaming? If you don't like it, there's a freaking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. The only one. I can't be the only one. Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen? Am I the only one sitting here, still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave? God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
Wow. No, you are not. You are not the only one. All of you great patriots out there are not the only one. We are in this together. You are an individual in our system. You are an individual under our republic. You are not, though, the only one. So many people out there feel the exact same way you do. And because of the media narrative, because of what the media has been doing to our friends and family for the last 50 plus years, in really hot and heavy with propaganda and trying to insert narratives and attempting to lie, cheat, and maneuver and deceive, that is what we're standing against. That cannot stand if we are to have a free country. And we are fighting today on November 8th for that free country. I want to thank Joe Ray Perkins for coming in and joining me the first hour. I am aware that we're having some audio issues. The glitching is occurring with my internet here, so we're going to fight through it. And so if you experience a little bit of that, Yeti's trying to help me in the background to mitigate it a bit. So don't be concerned if that occurs here going forward, because it might a little on the next hour. But right there at the first segment today, I think that Joe Ray brings a message that I wish that I honestly wish that we had twice the amount of America First candidates currently challenging the establishment than we really have. But we have what we have, and we're working with what we're working with. But if you're a person out there and you feel compelled, or you feel like you have the ability to represent, or you feel like there's something going on in your community you want to stand up for or stand up to and get involved, I really encourage you to do that. I encourage you to understand that our system in America was not designed for the elite. As a matter of fact, it was designed against the elite. The whole Constitution was constructed in a way to prevent people from stealing or taking power that didn't belong to them. And now it has been subverted and infiltrated to the point where not only are they undermining the institutions that we know and love, but they're also utilizing those institutions to protect themselves. That cannot stand. And communism has already taken hold. And I think that people need to realize that it is not something that is coming. It is something that has been here for 100+ years, eating away at and undermining the foundation of the country. So to build back, we got to dig back into those foundational areas and reconstruct it and put it back together where they've been deteriorating it. And with all of you out there, and this show with Jeff and me, and what we do every day, that is what we want for you. That's what we want for our country. We want a country full of people that will stand up. We know that no tyranny can survive a free press. So that is why the citizen journalist is so very important. That's why what Elon Musk is doing right now is kind of important. I don't know which way this is going to fall. I don't know if I trust Elon Musk or not. But what I do know is that he has effectively sidelined the idiots going through this election campaign, so that everybody that comes up and says, you know, we're already seeing reports in Maricopa County and a couple, I think, in New Jersey I saw this morning, a few places in Texas, people are having problems with the machines. So these things that were happening 2 years ago, as soon as you would go on Twitter and post about them, they would immediately take you down. They don't have that ability today, and hopefully they won't have that ability in the future. So, you know, take what Elon is doing for what you will, but very interesting, the whole thing that played out with Kathy Griffin the last couple of days, and her impersonating him making the statement that you can't use a parody account without marking it a parody account. Then they continue to do it. He takes them down off of Twitter, and then they start to do other things, like be upset that they're canceled. I mean, welcome to the party, guys. We've been being canceled for 4.5 years now. We thought we were Americans. You know, we thought we could have a conversation. We thought that we could have a conversation and not be silenced. But that turned out to not be the case. So we have a very interesting journalistic integrity to talk about whenever we refer back to the entity known as Q. Now, over the weekend and yesterday, Q made a couple of drops, and I'm going to see if I can pull this screen up here for you guys. Let's see if we can cover this up. Here we go. On 11/6, Q made this post. This is post number 4959. What groups are financing Ukraine? Have we been talking about that on the show? The groups that are financing Ukraine? Why are they financing Ukraine? Has that been a sentiment of the Arabella advisors and who they're all doing and what their little maneuvers is to take in the foreign aid and then bring the foreign aid in through their charities and foundations and then redistribute the foreign aid back to America? or slush fund it out into the world? Why was Hunter in Ukraine? What did Pop threaten to withhold from Ukraine? $1 billion? Who benefits? What did Pop receive in return? Why is Hunter not in jail? Think. Blackmail, bribes, extortion, threats. How do you control a leader? How do you control a country? Are you ready to take back control? Your vote matters. You have all the tools that you need. And this Q post came in to us at 11:18 on 11/6. So very interesting. A few different things. Number one, the missing T, withhold, or the missing H, withhold, should have two H's in it. That H is missing. That post, well, we went through this one a little bit on the Q Lounge the other night, and I showed queued up, who immediately saw the connections with the 93. After this post dropped, Donald Trump made a post 93 minutes exactly after the post came down. The H in a Killbox post connects to two different posts that say a clean house is very important. And that is what we're talking about on today, November 8th, the election day, a clean house being very important. And I think that if you go back to the earlier times, and if you were out there, if you were following along with Q, if you were reading along, if you were understanding it in real time as it was going on, you recognize that we have had an immense hurdle to climb or to conquer or to overcome. And the hurdle was always the news. The hurdle was always the mainstream media. They are the blockade. They are the gatekeepers. And so I found it very interesting that after this post came out the other day, then Joe Biden had a speech where he said, "We don't have any editors anymore." He was talking about Twitter, but he said, "We don't have any editors. We don't have any editors in America anymore." What do you think he is saying there? What else could you possibly think that he is saying there other than we don't have the right people in the right positions to make sure that we carefully construct the narrative so that the narrative is repeated in every circle out from the center and there's never any deviation in that narrative? That is what they needed to keep intact. That, in my opinion, is what they have lost with this entity known as Q, a back channel created, very specifically said, a back channel being created to circumvent, to ground them, to go around their fake news media control system. And Donald Trump says very, very clearly, over and over again, you didn't have anybody in your reality saying fake news until Donald Trump started saying it. And whenever he started saying it, the news started mocking him and they started acting like, "Oh, well, we're not fake news. We're the real news." Now, Elon Musk is saying that you're going to pay $8 on Twitter for a check mark. And they're acting like, "Well, then anybody can just be the news. Anybody can just be whoever." That's kind of exactly right. You know, an accredited journalist, the accreditation doesn't mean anything. The work is what means something. The work that you do is what is valuable, not the idea that you went and got a prize or a trophy somewhere. So I think that in a big way, that post 4959 is very, very self-explanatory, and it dovetails perfectly with what we've been doing on this show and bringing you the outline of the systemic corruption that is Arabella Advisors, the systemic corruption that is the global elite, the people that decide that their lives have meaning, their lives have value, their lives have a purpose, but yours doesn't. That's what they're saying to you. They're saying that yours doesn't. They're saying to you that they don't care about you. Q said many, many times, you are sheep to them. And if you start to look into the architecture of what it is they built to contain us or to capture us, that is exactly the way they refer and treat us, like we are sheep or like we are less than or like that we have no value. So I think that that post is very self-explanatory, and you can overlay this on other countries. You can overlay this on Egypt. You could overlay this on many countries in South America. Like we are financing this stuff. You don't understand that the Federal Reserve, there's 165 banks called out by Q in like Q post 135, 165 or the four successive posts, 165 banks and ending with the US Fed and saying that it's all controlled. Who should have that type of power? Who should have the type of power to be able to control the banking infrastructure? And then if you're talking about, if you could control people's money, if you could control the banking infrastructure, then you obviously have control over voting systems in these countries as well. And we're seeing massive people standing up in not only Brazil, but also Peru. The people of Peru are coming out now. So around the world, we are seeing what I'm thinking, what I'm calling, what I want to be the great awakening for all of mankind, to really take back control of your, not only just your country, but also of the world. So very interesting post right there for sure. Then yesterday, Q appeared again. Q post 4960 on a very important day, mind you, the day before the election on November 8th, the day before America starts this path of standing up, standing in the gap. Here was Q's message. Why do some elections take more than a day to count? Can cheating be done after the polls are closed? Who controls the polls? Who controls the databases? Who controls the elections? Why are extra ballots printed? If someone doesn't vote, can bad actors hijack their vote? How? Why did the National Guard activate cybersecurity teams? Who gave the order to activate the cybersecurity teams? Why? To protect elections? To claim the midterms are safe? Safe from what? Setting the stage? Watch carefully. White hats have secured many systems, but problems still remain. You have all the tools that you need. Vote. Q. Wow. Now, what is that post saying to you? This is a pretty significant group of questions here. Whenever you read a little more clearly, why did the National Guard activate cybersecurity teams? Who gave the order to activate cybersecurity teams? Why? To protect the elections? Like, to claim the midterms are safe? Safe from what? Setting the stage. So it looks like Q is explaining to us here that they are going to attempt to do some foolishness after the election. Now, or after the vote counts or the votes get counted tonight. So don't you think that that's pretty interesting? The Q would make that post right now, considering all that we know. We've been through 2 years ago. No one was really talking about Dominion. No one was really talking about the machines. No one was really saying that there was a problem. And look, let's break this down and let's be quite honest. If you've been paying attention, you know that these machines aren't good. Okay, if you've been paying attention, if you're a little bit older like I am, you'll remember circa 1996, you'll remember 1992 elections, you'll remember things going back before Diebold and before these voting machines were brought in, and there wasn't a lot of confusion. You would turn on your nightly news at 6:30 in the evening, they would already be some in. They would have between 30 and 40, maybe 25% of the vote counted. And what you would see is you would see like things like a 57 to 43 split or a 59 to 41 split or even sometimes a blowout. You know, you would see someone would receive 65% to 35%. Depending on which state you were in, swing state, obviously a little bit tighter. But you never really saw what we've been seeing in the last 20 years, which is this literal 51%, 49%, 52%, 48%, this very, very tight little group margin right there. And I think that what we discovered over the last couple of years is there's a particular reason for that. The things that Seth Keschel and Dr. Frank and a few other people have uncovered out there is the way that they're utilizing these voter rolls, and they're bringing the voter rolls in right before the election, and then they throw the voter rolls out after the election so that people can't exactly see what's going on. But they're doing that so that they can make it look like it's a close race and get their guy in just by a little bit. And I think you saw the all of this stuff happen in on a grand scale in 2020 in states like Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan. When do you remember a delay like that? And even on the we had the water main break, and even on the election night 2 years ago, they were immediately saying, "Oh well, we're expecting delays. We're not sure if we're going to have all this stuff counted." Well, that was the day of the election. This year, they started that narrative like 4 days ago. They started that narrative on MSNBC 4 days ago that there was going to be delays in the election. And then BBC picked up on it, and the other Mockingbird media decided to pick up on it. So they're attempting to teach. They know you know better. So they're attempting to teach the younger generations that the system is screwed up and it doesn't work, so that they don't trust it. Because if you don't trust the system that you're working in, then you will literally stand up against it. You will fight against it. You will push back on a system that you don't think that works. And that is the weaponization that is going on in the minds of the youth. I'm really encouraged to see how many of the youth are plugged into this. I mean, we've been going to, I went to a few rallies, and I've been to quite a number of the Reawaken tour there with Clay Clark. And I think it's encouraging to see how many young people are plugged in, are plugged into the political climate and do care. They do care. They don't know exactly what to do. That because they care, for the reason that they weren't given simple civics in school. And so I think that a large part of what we need to start doing as the people is we need to start communicating more clearly, more directly to our elected officials and explaining to them that this is important to us, explaining to them that understanding the Constitution, our children understanding the Constitution and our structure of government and how it works and what it means to be innocent until proven guilty should be taught in school in a way to where it doesn't leave you. And right now, you have a multiple generations who didn't have any civics in school. And so whenever you don't have hands-on things that can show you something, then that leaves a void in the human mind for things to be put in there. So the school is putting other things in there. They're putting all this stuff in there about, you know, gender or CRT or gender dysphoria, whatever, all these different things that they're trying. That is literally to confuse people and to make them not want to pay attention to what their country is. You don't have a country if you don't pay attention to it. And, you know, I thank God for every day for my ninth grade English teacher. My ninth grade English teacher kind of grabbed me up by the ear and straightened me out and let me know, you can be nonchalant, you can be a smart aleck about it, but it isn't helping anywhere. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on in your country every day, if you don't understand what the news of the day is in your country, you're not part of it. And that was a sobering moment for me in my life to recognize, you know, number one, I'm so grateful that she stopped to correct me in that moment because I wasn't taking it seriously. And then I went on to that being one of my most favorite classes that I ever took in high school, because we would discuss current events every day. And that was the time all the stuff was happening in Beirut, and the Marines there were killed, and in the early 90s of all of this being initiated. You know, Bill Clinton took office in 1992, a couple of years after that. And they kick-started all of this off in the whole world. The world wasn't like this before that era. And going back to the world not being like this before the Diebold things, the machines. So now we're in this moment where it's 5 years. It's been 5 years since the first Q post. And we got a Q post yesterday. And we have the mainstream media in what I would consider the weakest position that they've ever been in. There is no other time in reality of modern times that the mainstream media has been in the weakened state that they're currently in. So we have to strike while the iron is hot. And Donald Trump at his rally last night really did light up the whole internet, because he had called Cash Patel up there, and I think Bannon was putting out all of this stuff saying to pay attention to the rally. All the media were over hyper focused on it. Everybody's saying, okay, what's Trump going to say? And he uses it as a moment to make an announcement that he's going to be making an announcement next week on November 15th. During that time, if you were out there on Truth Social, the Truth Social network almost completely went down right as he started to come up and talk. I find that very interesting, because to me, it almost seemed like they were trying to bait them a little bit to see what kind of activity they were going to initiate whenever they thought Trump was getting ready to announce that he was going to be running for president in 2024. He did not make that specific announcement last night, and there's other speculation out there that he's going to be making an announcement of some other sort, i.e., taking back the presidency or stepping back into the presidency. I would temper my expectations on those types of decodes specific, in particular. Look, I want Donald Trump to be the president as much as you do, but I also want my country to exist. And we really have to have a firm conversation about what that means. What does it mean for us to just pick up this guy and throw him out, and then grab this guy and stick him in? If you go back and maybe somebody will drop the link in here. I just did 2 weeks ago, the Q Lounge post one with the first 128 posts. And if you pay attention to that, you can kind of see a little bit of the dynamic of what we're watching right now play out. We're seeing something play out that is connected in such a way that you're not exactly privy to. You're not supposed to be privy to. I don't want to be privy to it. If Q was out there writing down in black and white exactly what the plan and what we were going to do, like think about that logically for a second. And so people are confused. People who, that, you know, there's a good group of people out there who paid attention to Q and decided they didn't want to pay attention to it anymore, and now they attack it. Were they legitimate then and illegitimate now? Who is to say? I want to speculate that there's something wrong with them, but I can also put myself in their shoes to say, well, this is nonsense. It's taking too long. People aren't doing what they say they're going to do. But that is a huge result of things being decoded wrong, things being spread, narratives being inserted into the conversation that weren't real. And that leads to anticipation and expectation that doesn't pan out. And Q said very specifically that you have to walk through the dark before you can see the light. And I think, and you may not like me for saying this, but I think that what we're experiencing in America right now is a great thing. I do. I mean, you know, I'm somebody that's been screaming from the top of the rooftops for 25 years about this stuff, and to not have anyone listen. Nobody cared. Why? Because there wasn't any inflation. Because there wasn't any gas shortages. Because there wasn't a looming war that our men and women could be getting lured into, because they nobody knew that they were teaching you communism in school. Think about that. Look at what the 2 weeks to slow the spread really did. Each instance, you will see what they use to deceive and to trick and to fool, God uses to reveal. And that's magnificent. That is a magnificent thing to watch. And you have been given a special pass, a special pass to understand what's going on. And that was given to you by the prior administration, the 45 administration, Donald Trump, and the Q movement. Not just the Q team, but the Q movement, the people. Where we go, one, we go all. That is from a movie that teaches you, teaches boys how to be men, teaches people how to take responsibility, teaches you what honesty and trust and integrity mean. That's what Where We Go, One We Go All mean. What it means is we should all be exemplifying it and echoing it and reflecting it back to one another every single day. I think that's what we're here for. I think that we were put here for that long before Q ever started. And I think that the people that are hearing me right now that understand that recognize who I'm talking to. Q brought us together, but Q did not make us a team. I want to make that distinction. The left wants to say you're in a cult. How can you be in a cult if you're an individual thinker? The left says that you have to say what it is they say out loud. How is that not a cult? So your logical reasoning has been refined, sculpted, managed, put together over a five-year period. Now it's time to take the tools that you give and use them in your real world for productive means of society, not just for yourself. This is a problem. This is a problem with our current politicians. They're in it for themselves. Joe Ray was touching on it earlier in the first hour. They're in it for themselves. They're in it for power. They want to wield power over people. Why? What is that in the human condition that makes us want to wield power or control people? That is what we're breaking. That is what we've been brought here together to do today on November 8th and going forward. The country is the responsibility of the countrymen, the people. The country is in bad shape because the people decided to not do anything. So there is a gap, a catch-up time, for people to come back to this conversation. And that's what's going on right now. And that is what I think Q was meaning whenever he stated yesterday, the other day, that you have all the tools that you need, saying that in both posts, actually, and then white hats have secured many systems, but problems still remain. And we didn't think that we were going to be able to get all the gremlins out of the system immediately, but we knew that we could get a bunch of them out. And I think that we did get a bunch of them out, and that is a great thing for your family who have a little bit of an issue seeing this stuff in real time. They're not they're not able to see it, and honestly, and that's why we talk about red pilling in small doses, because you really have their minds are made to where they can't see it. So I want to jump over here now and go through, let's see, let's get us over here back to Truth Social. And I wanted to read through a little bit of Brian Cates here talking about True the Vote. And they did release, by the way, Catherine and Greg yesterday. Great to see them. They did a live schools last night. They are looking pretty good, a little bit irritated and frustrated, but their resolve is not withered one iota. Those two are fighting and standing up, and it's funny to watch the internet go nuts whenever a story comes out about them. Donald Trump mentioned them at the rally multiple times now, and he says Catherine Engelbrecht, and then the trolls try to act like he doesn't mean Greg. It's just absolutely ridiculous what they're doing. Okay, where'd he go? Okay. So, let's see, bring this up. So Brian wrote some pretty cool stuff like right here last night that I wanted to bring into you and give a little bit of an update. Not everybody can appreciate what True the Vote and Greg Phillips just pulled off. First, used a fake leak of a rumored pit location to find, observe, catalog, and geotrack several bad actors. Then used the pit to trick people who can't listen to anything very carefully into believing that True the Vote and Greg had possession of the Connect poll worker, PIA, and other data, sending them into a wild goose chase for 3 months while LA County got ready to indict Eugene Yu. But wait, there's more. On top of that, I'm speculating here, Greg also, during the Arizona primaries, made the same statements that many people took to mean True the Vote scared off all the cheaters in the Arizona counties and state offices, leading to the big win in the statewide race by Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham, and Abe Hamada. I suspected Greg and True the Vote were distracting all the attention away from a new player on the board. National Guard cybersecurity units doing trial runs during primary season in 8 states. Was Arizona one of them? Nobody figured it out, but it was the FBI that had the Connect data from the Chinese server and gave it to the LA County DA and the grand jury. True the Vote's involvement in Yu's arrest was limited to Greg's testifying to the grand jury what FBI contractor Mike Hassan showed him in the hotel room that night. Nobody figured out National Guard cybersecurity teams were monitoring key counties in 8 states during the primary season and very likely in Arizona because True the Vote pulled all the attention to itself. All the idiots who heard what they wanted to hear instead of what was actually said at the pit, who ended thinking Greg had the data, never figured out how they were being played until it was too late. Connect was convinced Greg had the data. You can almost hear the gears clashing in their heads when Greg was asked if he ever had it in his hands, and his truthful reply was no. What Greg and Catherine were going to release in Open Inc. was the open source data on Connect and that the pit researchers like me and others dug up. But idiots out there became convinced that Greg was babbling about publicly dropped all the poll worker PII and bank records and social security numbers on the Open Inc. site. But Greg and Catherine never said that that was what they were going to do. So Connect literally trapped itself by leaping to sue True the Vote and Greg Phillips to prevent them from doing something they were never going to do in the first place. And what did True the Vote's legal team now get into the record to the Fifth Circuit Court? What's in the record going forward? This. And after Connect realized they'd been found out, they began frantically moving their server domains out of China and back into the U.S. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Read it and weep. Connect, you're caught. You clearly displayed after realizing U.S. law enforcement had realized that there was a massive election security breach, and you frantically tried to pretend you'd always been storing all the client EMS data inside the U.S. and not China. But the FBI got the evidence and gave it to L.A. County, and your massive fraud on your own clients was exposed. Let's see what's up here. It's got gremlins. So there's a little bit of an update from Brian Cates on what's going on with vote. And think about that. Think about that for a second of what is a trap? What is a Patriot game? What is the plan? What are we all doing? We're attempting to expose them. That's what we're doing. And I was going to play this clip here, but I have a sneaking suspicion that this is not going to work. Let's see. We'll blame Yeti if this doesn't work.
One of the worst and most sinister aspects of the Biden administration is their complete and total corruption of our justice system and the rule of law. Before our very eyes, Biden and his left-wing handlers are turning America into a police state. That's what we're turning into, a police state. Like something out of the communist countries that you would read about all the time. The radical Democrats are locking up pro-life activists, persecuting their political opponents, silencing dissent, and using the full force of government, law enforcement, and the media to try and defeat our movement. And by the way, Catherine Engelbrecht of Truth to Vote was let out of prison today. She was let out of prison today. She did an incredible job. She was studying the tapes, thousands of hours, along with incredible patriots, many, many men and women. They had a team, and they did, 2,000 mules. And amazing job. I don't know if you know that a week ago they put her in prison. And you know why? They made up some excuse about not revealing a source. Well, how about revealing the source that leaked the information from the Supreme Court? Why don't you do something with that person? They put her in prison because she wouldn't reveal. But they didn't put the reporter in prison. Who knows who that person is, right? You could find that very easily. The Supreme Court could find that very easily. I'm giving that information to the Supreme Court because I think the leaking from the Supreme Court, first time it's ever happened, is just unbelievable. But you get the information very easily. You tell the reporter, who is it? And the reporter will either tell you or not. And if the reporter doesn't want to tell you, it's bye-bye. The reporter goes to jail. And when the reporter learns that he's going to be married in 2 days to a certain prisoner that's extremely strong, tough, and mean, he will say, you know, he or she, you know, I think I'm going to give you the information. Here's the leaker. Get me the hell out of here. Every freedom-loving American needs, and the time to stand up to this growing left-wing tyranny is right now. If you want to save your rights and liberties, you have.
Wow. How powerful is that, guys? And by the way, this is in Matrix, Jeffrey Peterson on Truth Social.
Whoopi Goldberg.
He's already.
Is she finally?
No, not again, Trump. We're
you know,
done.
Was a woman of her word and finally announced she left
that coming
Twitter.
From?
Hey, Whoopi, why don't you do America Next?
Old journalist, but Drew Hernandez is a strong-minded individual.
There we go. Use code MG Show, like my producer says. That's MG Show on True Social at In the Matrix at Shady Groove. Also, you can find me now over on Twitter at Real Q Lounge Live, although they did lock my account last night wanting a phone number, so I'm gonna have to work around that. And Q Lounge Live here on Truth Social as well. But wasn't that a great commentary by your president? And here we have the stream that Greg and Catherine did last night. They were very upbeat and excited to share with all of you that, you know, and I think one of the cool things was Greg shared a story towards the end of this where he said that that his granddaughter had gotten on the phone with him and she pinned him down and she said, where are you at? And he said, oh, well, I'm in so-and-so, Texas. And she said, no, where are you at, Papa? And he told her that he was in jail. And then she asked him why he was there, and he said, because I wouldn't tattle on a friend. And I think that is a very cool moment for America to recognize the significance of what those guys are doing and the sacrifice. You know, we need to take lessons from people that are willing to sacrifice and understand that the way we got this country to begin with was a whole heaping load of sacrifice by a whole lot of people that never got mentioned. A whole lot of people that helped us free America from the crown. I don't say the British, I say the crown. A whole bunch of those people never got named, were never heard of, or nobody knew who they were, but they were there nonetheless, and they fought nonetheless. A lot of them died without anybody even knowing their name. This is a cool message that I thought I wanted to bring to you today. Dear elites, you took our freedom. You sought to mask, indoctrinate, and control our children. You shut down our churches and open our borders. You let inflation and crime soar. You put lawbreakers first and citizens last. And for the last 2 years, you've made our lives a living hell. And on Tuesday, we're going to let you know just what we think of you at the polls, signed people. We're not going to tolerate this continued corruption. One of the big breaking stories today that the mainstream media will not talk about, maybe they'll start to talk about it, but this gentleman, the whistleblower, Joe, was centered in the returns in the family coffers. Whistleblower claims Hunter and then Vice President Joe Biden were part of a group call to discuss online gambling venture in Latin America, and the president talking like he was chairman of the board. Boy, that Pop. Where was that? Where were you? Pop. Who's Pop? What's 10% for the big guy? How long has it been? How long have we been given? 10% to the big guy. Not money, but money. A whistleblower has come forward to claim that they have direct knowledge of Joe Biden's involvement in son Hunter's foreign business deals while serving as vice president. The informant says that there were a 2012 conference call involving Joe Hunter and his business partner, Jeff Cooper, late Senator Harry Reid, and his son, Key Reid. The call was about Hunter, Kay, and Jeff's new venture into online gambling in Latin America, and the source says that Joe was active on the call. Whistleblower claims that Joe discussed details of the business and appeared to be involved in a silent partner. Well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that the whole thing that Bob Alinsky taught us? How many times do you think, given unfettered access to foreign governments and foreign countries, do you think these people were able to make a deal? And what kind of deals do you think they made? And this is not just talking about Joe Biden and Barack Obama or that 8 years between 2008 and 2016. We're not just talking about that. We're talking about that a lot right now. But there's a huge amount of groundwork that went in that was involved to get that initially set up in the first place. With the direct observations I had, it's obvious Joe was participating in the business. They said he wasn't passive. He was talking about it. Oh, if they had him to describe him, he was like a member of the board of directors. Chairman. Whistleblower has identified themselves to Senate investigators, but asked to remain anonymous for fear of reprisal. Yeah, it's a good plan. Very interestingly enough, speaking of fear of reprisal, Carrie Lake made the comment about Hillary Clinton on Friday, or was it Thursday, and about not being suicidal and not having, you know, whatever, and literally gets envelopes with white powder in them and has to shut down her headquarters because of it, of the investigations. Where's the white powder? Very interesting where this white powder appears. If you go back and look over the white powder appearance instances that have happened over the last 20 years since 9/11, I challenge you to find one before 9/11. But it's very interesting. It's like, you know, they try to say that it's the right doing all these things, but it's very funny how it's the candidates or the people on the right who are always the target of things that come in the mail. Even Rand Paul and a couple of others recently have had things come in the mail with powder in them. And at this point, do you even trust the FBI would properly tell us if it was anthrax or anything else in there? I kind of think that they might not tell us, guys. Here is True the Vote, and this number 1-855-585-2022. This is to report election anything. Call and report anything that you're seeing to True the Vote. This is their hotline number. We have gotten reports from Greg this morning that they are receiving calls from across the country. We are seeing that there are some shenanigans going on in Arizona. Like I said earlier, I think New Jersey and Texas has been reported. We'll be digging into that a little bit more as the day goes on. But we have really, really engineered a very, very good operational position as the Anons, as the Patriots, as Americans, because, you know, people can malign us. People can call us all kinds of stuff. They call us QAnon. They call me this, call me that, whatever. I'm a patriot. I fight for America. I have friends and family that I love. The friends that I have that are in this movement, in this group, in this channel right here are some of the best people ever that I've ever met in my life, and some of the best people on planet Earth, in my opinion. You know, the friendship and the stewardship that I have with Jeff is unparalleled in my life. It's one of the greatest aspects of my life. It's one of the things that I look forward to. I literally never wanted to get up and go to work until I started doing this. And it really changed my perspective on having a good time and being able to do something. I mean, I was always working for myself, but not necessarily doing what I wanted to do. And I feel like that I get to do what I want to do here with all of you every day. And that's a big deal. And here was the article. If you guys want to link that, I don't have the Rumble chat open because I was trying to eliminate glitches and messed up audio and different stuff for you guys today and have a, uh, the videos weren't playing that good. And so I'm encouraged. I'm hopeful. I am enthusiastic. I feel like that after today, you're all going to see a little bit of a weight lifted off of your shoulders. You're going to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, but it's not the end of the tunnel. And that's the message. The message is today is going to be a good day for Patriots. It's going to be a good day for America. It's going to be a good day for all of us, but it's not the end of the day. We got more work to do. We got a lot more work to do. Donald Trump announcing his candidacy next week, and then a year and a half, 2 year run of absolutely slaughtering them on offense. Trump is not going to be operating in the next 2 years on defense. You have watched him operate on defense for roughly 5 years now, even up until right now, defending my position, defending. Everything is defending. No, I didn't do that. I did this. No, I didn't. No, that's not what I meant. I meant this. Constant bickering and, you know, like the song that he plays when he comes out of the airplane now. They're biting at his heels. The jackals. They're coming at him. Slough it off. Push it aside. Mean nothing to me. Giving them air makes them think that they mean something to you. That's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to correct. That's what November 8th, 2022 is going to drive a stake in the heart of the communist movement that has been flourishing within the confines of your country for well over 100 years. And they hide in your religious institutions, and they hide in your government institutions, and they make no bones about it whenever it comes time for them to be held to account that you're being violent to them because you want justice. They think when you say justice to them, they hear violence. Why? When you say justice to me, I don't hear violence. But whenever we say justice to them, they hear violence. Why? Because they're guilty. Because they know they're guilty. And they know what they've done. And they also know that nothing can stop what's coming. And that's what we know here on the MG Show. We know that nothing can stop what's coming. We know that Donald Trump is leaning forward against an army of globalists who want him gone. And they're not just in the Democrat Party. They are, you know, they're right now attempting to bring DeSantis in. Very interesting that over the weekend Trump made the comment DeSanctimonious, referring to DeSantis, and then the very next rally he says, go vote for Ron DeSantis. I want you to understand that the optics of this are real. That are telling you that there's nothing going on are full of it. America is winning. America will not fall. And we are going to stand strong, everybody. So if you haven't gotten out there to vote, if you haven't done your civic duty today, I encourage you to do so. Please get on out there after the show. Go stand in line. Another point, if you are standing in line at the point that polls close, do not get out of line. If other people start to get out of line, explain to them, please, that they don't have to get out of line because the polls closed. Anyone standing in line at the moment that the polls close can vote. They have to let you vote. Stand in line and wait. This is a one-day thing. Take your raincoat, take an umbrella, take a snack, take a water bottle, be prepared to stand there, because if the Patriots are showing up the way that we want them to show up, you're going to be standing there a while and be happy to stand there. Talk to the person in front of you. Talk to the person behind you. Tell them, have you ever seen the MG Show? These guys are awesome over there. Get over to the MG Show. Check them out. Maybe that's what you should tell them. So I'm going to wrap it up here today, guys. JD, if you would, I forgot to play the song I wanted to play in the first segment with Joe Ray. Joe Ray had an awesome constituent write a song for her, and I was going to play it in the first hour, and I got it all set up for JD, and Joe Ray and I got to talking, completely spaced it out. So we're going to go out with the song, a new song written for Joe Ray Perkins, a person out here in Oregon. I'm going to head up there. We'll be seeing Joe Ray in a couple of hours. I want to encourage all of you to stand up, keep fighting. Don't, you know, take it on the chin and punch right back. That's the way we roll. So thank you all for joining me. I'm sure if Jeff is going to be, I'm not sure what the story is for tomorrow. Hang tight. I'm going to be out late tonight. And again, lots of prayers for Jeff. His voice is gone. He can barely whisper, and it kind of hurts him, and he's taking care of himself. We all love him. Get well quick, Jeff. Hopefully you will be back here tomorrow. If not, we'll be back real soon. You guys know what to do. I love you all, and have a great, great Tuesday. And don't stop winning. Much love, everybody. Let's roll it, JD.
I had a dream it was election day. So many candidates, vote for her and not for him. Time to participate. Got my ballot in the mail. I took out my ballpoint pen. I looked at all those people running for something. Oh, where do I begin? Well, that's when I saw a name. Name that rang a bell. Well, I'm talking Joe Ray Perkins. And it made me want to yell. It's in Ron White and Packing. Oregon needs a change. That man wore out his welcome. Besides, he's a little strange. Get his hands off of my wallet, but he threw it right away. Hey, everybody vote, everybody vote, everybody vote for Joe Ray. Everybody vote, everybody vote, everybody vote for Joe Ray. Joe Ray Perkins has a plan for Oregon. Deal with crime, law and order, children's education. Fix our election, fix our economy. Restore our medical freedom, oppose all tyranny. Take good care of all our veterans and fix that border too. Fix homelessness and inflation, and it's actually up to me and you. Vote for Joe Ray Perkins and Ron White at home. He's so worn out, he's welcome. Stick a fork in him, he's done. Ron White has done his damage, and I pray that we'll see the day when everybody votes, everybody votes, everybody votes for Joe Ray. Everybody votes, everybody votes, everybody votes for Joe Ray. Joe Ray stands for freedom, bestowed on us by God. She cherishes friends and family, she loves America. Joe Ray wants to save the future, preserve it for our kids. She'll represent us back in Washington like White never did. So let's take back America one election at a time. Let's send a fighter to D.C. Restore we the people's right. Vote for Joe Ray Perkins. Chase Ron out of town. Throw a big retirement party for that tired old party clown. Vote for Joe Ray Perkins. Well, there's nothing more to say. But everybody vote, everybody vote, everybody vote for Joe Ray. Everybody vote, everybody vote, everybody vote for Joe Ray. Everybody vote, everybody vote, everybody vote for Joe Ray. Everybody vote, everybody vote, everybody vote for Joe Ray.
www.mg.show. Boom.